horse-drawn caisson to the Capitol. CBS's Ed O'Keefe is waiting along Pennsylvania Avenue.
Casket will be followed from Pennsylvania Avenue up to the Capitol. The Carter family will walk behind the casket to the east, back to the Capitol,
where Carter will lie in state until his funeral Thursday at the National Cathedral. A federal judge has temporarily blocked the release of special counsel Jack Smith's report on President-elect Donald Trump's classified documents case. At his news conference today, Trump called the ruling great news.
He wanted to do a report just before I take office, probably. So he'll do like a 500-page report. And it'll be a fake report, just like the investigation was a fake investigation.
The Justice Department was planning to release Smith's report as early as Friday. Friday will still be sentencing day for Trump in his hush money case in New York. A judge today rejected Trump's bid for a postponement. Much of the country is shivering today. Here's CBS meteorologist Nikki Nolan.
It's 15 to 20 degrees below average for this time of year. It's all the way from the north down to the southern region. Wind chills are even into the negative teens along the northern region.
In Southern California, winds are gusting above 50 miles per hour, stoking wildfire concerns. Crews are battling a brush fire in the Pacific Palisades. The U.S. has recorded its first human death due to bird flu. CBS's Cammie McCormick has details.
The Louisiana patient was over 65 and had underlying medical conditions and was hospitalized with a virus last month after exposure to backyard chickens and wild birds. World Health Organization spokeswoman Margaret Harris.
Our risk assessment to the general population is still low, and it remains that. And we certainly are receiving information on a regular basis.
And the CDC says there's been no person-to-person transmission of bird flu.
When it comes to global smartphone sales, Apple is closing the gap on Samsung. CBS's Jason Brooks has the update.
Counterpoint Research reports that the iPhone saw record shipments, revenues, and average selling price in the third quarter and led all smartphones in total revenue, helping the iPhone capture 17% of the world's smartphone market, just behind Samsung's leading 19% share. South Korea's Samsung saw its market share slip from a year ago, while Apple gained ground. The iPhone is the clear leader in North America, with Apple owning 53% of the market, compared to Samsung in a distant second place with 23% market share.
Stocks down this afternoon, the NASDAQ down 340 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Newly elected Racine County Executive Ralph Malicki met with Kenosha County Executive Samantha Kirkman this week. They met to discuss continued cooperation between the counties. Malicki won a special election to fill the seat in December. The Racine City Council will consider a $2 million plan to create affordable housing at the St. Nicholas Church site. The proposal involves demoing the church and building four new homes for low-income residents. The Kenosha Unified School District is holding a town hall meeting Thursday at Bradford High School. It's to discuss a proposed referendum to increase spending by $23 million annually. If passed, the referendum would increase property taxes by about $250 per year on a $200,000 home. And Assembly Speaker and Racine County Representative Robin Voss was reelected to his speaker role. It was a 52-44 vote. Two Republican representatives abstained from voting. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks win in Toronto. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks dominated the Raptors, 128-104. Giannis Antetokounmpo needed stitches after cutting his right hand on the rim, then finished the night with 11 points, 13 assists, and 12 rebounds, his fourth triple-double of the season. Doc Rivers.
He didn't want to come out because he felt like he could finish, but it kept bleeding. It definitely was affecting him. You can see it really hurt his ball handling a little bit. Just set the whole tone to our team. And when your best player does that, it becomes contagious.
College basketball, the Badgers with a Big Ten conference win. On the road, 75-63 over Rutgers. John Blackwell had 21 points. NFL, Packers wide receiver Christian Watson suffering a season-ending torn ACL. The Packers face the Eagles Sunday in the playoffs after losing to the Bears.
You know, every game is a new game, every week a new week. It's all about your preparation, energy. 24 hours, you know, this game over with. So, you know, we got to prepare for next week.
That's Packers wide receiver Jaden Reed. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A mix of sun, clouds, and chilly temperatures today with highs reaching the mid-20s. Partly cloudy skies overnight, lows will crash to near 10, and for tomorrow, back to the low 20s. Start to get a little boost Thursday and into the weekend with chances of snow on Friday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 26 degrees at our studios.
Local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. All right, let's take you back to this date. 61 years ago today, January 7th, 1964, the Beatles recorded a seven-song appearance for the BBC radio program Saturday Club. They played All My Lovin', Money, Hippie Hippie Shake, I Want to Hold Your Hand, Roll Over Beethoven, Johnny Be Good, and I Want to Be Your Man. The show was broadcast on February 15th while the Beatles were here in the U.S.
Get back to where you once belonged. Get back. Park to Reef Point Marina. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Mustang Sally.
She knows.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. It's Kurt Vollman and Stuart J. Waddles. Hey, Stuart.
Hello, Kurt.
I was going to mention this yesterday, but we got talking about snow instead. But football on Sunday, and I'm not talking about the Packers. I'm not talking about the Vikings or the Lions.
Oh.
I'm talking about the North Central College Cardinals. This is my alma mater. And
never heard of them.
Yep, and Sunday night, they were on ESPN playing in the D3 championship game in Houston.
The Ocho or like the main flagship ESPN?
No, the main mainstay. Oh, yeah. The main channel. Yeah.
Look at you guys.
Now, see, when I was there in the late 80s, early 90s, the football team sucked. I mean, they were bad. And these last several years, they've been really good. In fact, they've been to this championship game a number of times, and this is at least the second time they've won it. They prevailed 41-25 on ESPN the other night.
Ah, so you can kind of identify with the Lions fans out there.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
They went 14-0 in the regular season, went 15-0 with this win, and they were playing the Mount Union Rangers, who were also 14-0 going into it, so... It was a battle.
Were you going to give me a final score here? Or are you just going to have to go online?
41-25.
Okay.
41-25. Right. And that was the closest game they played all season. They won by 16 points, and that was the closest game they played all season.
So they're hoisting a trophy. Is there a trophy that goes along?
Yeah. You're going to ask me for details. Yeah.
I'm wondering if anything was hoisted post game.
I didn't watch that far, but I'm sure there was. I know there was Gatorade poured.
All right. Good. Yes. Well, you know I'm very interested in hoisting things.
But most of the season they were winning by 50, 60 points all season.
Wow. And well, good for them. Maybe you should get on up to D2.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. But they certainly weren't.
Then you can have a generation's experience more pain and suffering.
I think in my 4 years going to that school, I maybe went to 2 football games, maybe 3, because they weren't good at the time, but now they're good.
Well, look at them now.
So congratulations to my North Central College Cardinals. There's Stuart J. Waddles. He keeps us up to date with local news throughout the day on WRJN.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by 4 generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Ziplining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it. From pizza to Wisconsin's number 1 ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
USA Today's Reader's Choice Awards named Chula Vista one of America's top 10 indoor water parks. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
At Just Brew It, every cup tells a story to warm your heart. Nestled in Union Grove, it's your winter haven for heavenly beverages. From handcrafted coffees and soul-soothing boba teas, each sip is a tale of a flavor and community, carefully curated to fuel your day. Whether you're dashing through the snow or seeking a serene retreat by the fire, Just Brew It creates the perfect winter ambiance for you. Savor the warmth in every sip at Just Brew It, right on Main Street in downtown Union Grove. Open at 6 a.m. on weekdays and 7 a.m. on weekends.
Accomplishing goals is hard, but when your goal is to learn a new language, Babbel makes it easy. Babbel is designed with you in mind. From expert-created lessons to conversational video units and even live classes, you can personalize your Babbel experience to be exactly what you need to really learn a new language more easily. Go ahead, set a goal for yourself. Accomplish it with Babbel. Try Babbel for free. Go to babbel.com. That's babbel.com.
Hi, Jenny from Big Deals. I bet you're like me. You worked so hard to make sure everyone got just what they wanted over the holidays that a little something for yourself would be really nice. Well, here you go. Announcing Treat Yourself Tuesday. Today and today only, save an extra 15% off any gift certificates in our store. No promo code necessary. Why? Because you're worth it. Hurry in and get yours today.
Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals banner for amazing savings right now.
After you've started your day with the Don Rosen Morning Show on WRJN, be sure to stay tuned for the rest of the day as the Dan Marcus Wax Museum brings fun stories and interviews with the timeless hitmakers. And Kurt Vollman recaps events from around town and previews the arts and entertainment in Racine. After Don, it's Dan, then Kurt, as we bring you local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Scene's home for local news and timeless hints, WRJN. You might want an electric blanket on your bed tonight. Partly cloudy and a low of 12 above. Tomorrow, there's a chance of flurries afternoon, otherwise increasingly cloudy. Look for a high of 22, and then Thursday, sunny and 26.
I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. Girl, you just don't realize what you do. Hooked on a feeling high on belief. stays on my mind. Will you keep me thirsty for another cup of wine? I got it bad for you, girl, but I don't need a cure. I just stay addicted and hope I can endure all the good love.
Hits WRJN. Well, when it comes to covering Wisconsin sports, nobody is better than our own award-winning Mike Clemens. Recaps of the Brewers, Badgers, and Bucks, and on-site reporting of the Packers. Mike is on every hour, weekdays on WRJN. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Regional powers joined up this week. Newly elected Racine County Executive Ralph Malicki met with Kenosha County Executive Samantha Kirkman on Monday. Malicki secured victory in a special election to fill the seat left vacant by Jonathan Delagrave's unexpected passing. Social media photos show the two at a table with a caption about continued cooperation between Racine and Kenosha counties. Those living in the Kenosha Unified School District can learn more about a possible tax increase this week. There's a town hall meeting at Bradford High School Thursday to learn about a proposed school district referendum. In February, the district is seeking voter approval for a $23 million revenue limit increase. If passed, the referendum would increase property taxes by about $250 per year on a $200,000 home. Republicans won't veer from Voss. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss will remain in that role, with the Racine County representative reelected with a 52-44 vote. GOP Representative Lindy Brill of Sheboygan Falls and Representative Chuck Wickers from Muskego both abstained from voting. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A mix of sun, clouds, and chilly temperatures today with highs reaching the mid-20s. Partly cloudy skies overnight, lows will crash to near 10, and for tomorrow, back to the low 20s. Start to get a little boost Thursday and into the weekend with chances of snow on Friday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
It's 26 degrees at our studios.
Local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. It's the Guess Who, an American woman. Now, Burton Cummins of the Guess Who is going to be in Milwaukee in March. Tickets are on sale now for his 60th anniversary tour.
Let's last friend. Oh, well, that's all right, 'cause we got all night. Set the world.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Join us in welcoming Dan Marcus to our midday workday hours. Dan brings his passion for timeless hits to Racine every weekday from 9 till 2. You can also hear some of his great interviews and stories from and about some of our 60s and 70s stars on the Dan Marcus Wax Museum podcast at danmarcuswaxmuseum.com.
Round, round, get around, I get around, yeah, get around, round, round, I get around. I gotta find a new place where the kids are hip. My buddies and me, you're getting real well known. Yeah, the bad guys know us and they leave us alone. I get around. It's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, 'cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night. Sunny day, oh yeah, I got a knife.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Hey, are you ready for today's useless fact of the day? Just a random piece of information you can share with your family and friends? Here we go. Today's useless fact is apple seeds contain cyanide. Yeah, sort of. Yeah, the average apple has about 5 to 8 seeds, and apple seeds do contain about 1 milligram of a compound that can be considered cyanide, but it's such low doses, you don't need to worry about it. Forget I even said it.
Think of your fellow man, lend him a helping hand, put a little love in your heart. You see, it's getting late, oh, please don't hesitate.
WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits too. Coming up, CBS News at 4, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
I saw her sitting in the rain. Raindrops falling on her. She didn't seem to care. She sat there and smiled at me. Then I knew she could make me happy.
the sun broke through. I turned around, she was gone.
Here.